Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You're welcome.
How is everything over there?
Doing great.
Busy?
Thank you so much for asking. Yes, ma'am, a little.
Okay. Okay. I saw a charge on my card, and I'd like to know what is this company about?
Okay, so we're customer support. We are a third-party call center. We do actually as well handle over 350 different products. I will have to actually pull up your account to see which product you have.
It doesn't say what it is.
Okay. Can I have your zip code? Let me locate an account for you.
Sure. 10465.
First and last name?
Gonzalez, Anna. Anna Gonzalez. It says shop value. That's all it says.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me for security purposes again, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your address for me for security purposes again, please?
Oh, 275 Buttrick Avenue, Bronx, New York.
Okay. Thanks so much for your information as well. Just waiting on your account to load so I can give you more information.
Sure.
Okay, I'm still here one moment. Okay, so digits low. So it looks like you did the KitchenAid, man, where you paid the $5.74 for shipping and handling. The $56.95 that you're charged, ma'am, buys you a $125 voucher to our online store, ma'am.
I'm sorry, what is that again?
It buys you a $125 voucher to our online store. It's a discount membership fee.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, so it was stated online in terms and conditions, ma'am. Okay, so I'm looking at your account, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Excuse me. Okay,
hello?
So you're trying to... Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. So you're trying to cancel, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so no problem. I can go and get that account canceled for you, ma'am. But that charge is valid, that charge went to stay, but I can't go to get that account canceled.
You're going to get it canceled?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get your account canceled for any future payments, but that charge is valid, the charge went to stay. One moment. Okay, so I was able to go and get your account canceled, ma'am. Your cancellation effective immediately. You won't receive any more charge or anything else, ma'am. Thanks so much for calling customer support. You enjoy one for that.
So they're going to take this $56.95 off?
Okay, so I do apologize. That charge is valid, ma'am. That charge about to stay.
No. It can be.
Okay. You didn't cancel within your...
was told that. I wasn't told that, ma'am.
Okay.
I didn't know there was, they didn't say anything about other charges.
Okay, so it was stated online in terms of conditions, ma'am, about the voucher.
I didn't get no voucher.
You should have received an email.
Hold on a second.
Okay, but I did go to get your account canceled. Your cancellation effective immediately. You won't receive any more charge or anything. Yes, I have your cancellation. I'm ready for you to write down when you're ready.
No, but hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. When was I supposed to get this email?
Yes, ma'am, you should have received it on the 18th. Or, yes, ma'am, because it can
the
take...
The 18th
you
is today.
The 17th
That's
or the 18th,
today.
Yes, ma'am. Because it was done on the 17th, so you haven't received it yet, ma'am. Only thing I can do is request that it be send it back over to you again.
But are they going to, okay, you're saying that, let's say if I don't cancel it, I'm still gonna be getting charges for that?
Yes, ma'am, but I did just go ahead and get it canceled for you, ma'am.
Oh no, and yes, cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. You'll receive a monthly discount voucher every month. So I have your cancellation. I'm ready for you to write down when you're ready.
Yes, go ahead. What's the number?
C S and Charles. 261-028-407.
407. Okay.
Okay, the account is canceled. Thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.